Do you like sending electronic greeting cards to your friends or family? There are a lot of electronic greeting card sites, such as BlueMountain.com, that allow you to create a greeting card and then will send that card to your friends or family via email. The problem with these websites, however, is that a lot of them use the flash technology to present what's on the card. Sure, there are sites that will allow you to add music to your card, but visual assistance may be required. Last year, I came across a neat program that I'm going to demonstrate today called the Talking Greeting Maker. This product, developed by four developers, makers of the Talking Email and Talking Stocks programs, allows you to create your own customized greeting that can actually talk. Plus, it uses different sound effects for various animations. And I'll demonstrate that feature as we go through the program. And to demonstrate this product, I am using JFW 3.7 with the DeckTalk Access 32 software synthesizer, Windows Millennium, and a Sound Blaster Live Value as my sound card. First of all, I'm going to press the Start menu key.
Left Windows. Start menu. Windows Update.
And I'm going to press P for Programs.
P. Accessories Submenu. Programs.
And T for Talking Greeting.
T. Talking Greeting. Enter. Talking Greeting. Talking Greeting Maker.
Talking Greeting Maker. This is what I want, so I press Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Start button. Talking Greeting Maker.
That's an animated character popping up, knocking on the inside
Hello,
of the screen.
Hello, welcome to the Talking Greeting Maker.
There we go.
This free product allows you to make talking greetings that feature me and my friends. You will meet my friends later on.
This is just a little presentation that comes up. I like to think of it as a demo of the talking greeting system. I'm going to press the space bar because I am on an OK button. And we'll get out of this.
Your message.
Space. Taskbar. New talking greeting dialog. Your name edit. Kelly Saperja. Start with an empty greeting.
This is an edit box where I can enter my name, and the program's already filled that in because when I first ran the program after installing it, a dialog box came up asking me for my name and email address. And you also heard it say, start with an empty greeting. That is the greeting type I have selected. The Talking Greeting Maker program comes with 10 pre-built greetings. So all you have to do is you just have to go to a certain greeting type, and I'm going to press the tab key just to get to the list box.
Tab. Greeting type list box. Start with an empty greeting.
1 of 11.
So there's 11 options in here. I'm going to press the down arrow. Now this is a little unconventional in terms of accessibility, but it is easy to get used to, I find.
Recipient name optional edit. Recipient name optional edit. Say hi.
So it says recipient name optional, and then we're in the edit box, and it says say hi. That is the greeting choice I'm on. I'm going to tab twice, because the first time I tab, I'm taken
tab.
To...
Your name edit.
Your name.
Tab. Greeting type list box. Say hi.
Say hi. If I go down one...
Recipient name optional edit. Recipient name optional edit. I miss you.
And now we have I miss you.
Tab. Tab. Greeting type list box.
Okay, I'm going to press the home key to get back to the top.
Home. Start with an empty greeting.
And we're back on start with an empty greeting. And you'll notice that it didn't take us to the recipient name edit box, because it really isn't required since we're going to create a greeting from scratch.
Tab. OK button.
There's the OK button. I'm just going to keep tabbing.
Tab. Help button.
There's the help button. The help system in this product is the best that I've ever heard, literally. To demonstrate this for you, I'm going to press the space bar, and what's going to happen is Merlin the Wizard, who is one of the Microsoft Agent characters, will pop up and will tell us what we can do in this dialog box. So I'm going to press space.
Space. Talking greeting help dial.
He pops up and he's reading something.
This is where you start to quickly make a talking greeting. You can select from several pre-made greetings, which can be sent immediately. Of course, you can personalize them as much as you like. Or, select start with an empty greeting to be completely original. Be sure to enter your name so the recipient will know who the talking greeting is from.
And that sound means that he disappeared from the screen. One thing that I wish you could change is the character that speaks the help messages. That would be a nice feature, but unfortunately you can't do that.
Space. Help button.
I was on an OK button, so now I'm back at the help button.
Tab. Cancel button.
Cancel.
Tab. Your gender combo box. Mail.
There's the box for your gender.
Tab. Your name edit. Kelly Saperja.
And we're back to the edit box for my name. I'm going to press Enter to accept these choices.
Enter. Greeting Talking Greeting Maker. Add an action to the greeting button.
Now we're in a different dialog box, and we are on the add an action to the greeting button.
Tab. Move selected action down button.
Move selected action down.
Tab. Move selected action up button.
Or up.
Tab. Play greeting preview the touching greeting button. Tab. Send now send the touching greeting button. Tab. List one list view.
Zero items.
This is a list box that will display all the actions that we've entered for the greeting. In other words, if I tell it to say something, there will be an entry in this list box that will say something like, for instance, Merlin says, and then the message I just typed in. Think of this as a script for the card, and you'll see what I mean in a few minutes.
Tab. Help button.
There's a help button. I'm going to press space so we can find out what we can do in this dialog box.
Space. Touching greeting.
He pops up again.
This is the main screen where you prepare your talking greeting. Your talking greeting is made up of actions which the animated character performs. You can add, edit, and remove actions using the buttons located to the right. To see the actions performed, click play greeting. You can also click play from to start performing at the highlighted action. When you have finished your talking greeting, click send now to specify the recipients whom you wish to get your talking greeting. Your talking greeting will be uploaded to the TalkingGreeting.com website, and your recipients will receive an email asking them to retrieve it. To learn more about the actions which the character can perform, click the Add button and check out the Add Action dialog.
And there he disappears. And you notice that it said TalkingGreeting.com. For some reason, this text-to-speech engine does not say web addresses correctly, so it's really TalkingGreeting.com. But it gets rid of the period for some reason. I'm going to press space because I'm on an OK button.
Space. Help button.
And we're back at the help button.
Tap. Add an action to the greeting button.
And we're back to add an action to the greeting button. I'm going to press space.
Space. New action dialog. Which animation to perform?
It says which animation to perform. That's because I was using this a while ago. But I don't want that.
Shift tap. Action play the following animation ... radio button checked.
Okay, right now we're on a radio button. I just shift tab to this. I'm going to press up.
Blank. Action, what should the character say?
Okay, we're on what should the character say.
Shift
I'm going to
tab.
Shift tab again.
Action, say the following.
That was one problem I had with this program when I started using it, was the way it would take you into these edit boxes and all that, instead of having you just, you know, tab if you wanted. It was a bit confusing, I must admit, but I'm used to it now.
Say the following ... radio button checked.
All right, we're on say the following.
Action, use animation when showing character.
Yes.
Combo box. Animate.
It says animate, and if I go down...
Don't animate.
Don't animate.
Animate.
Well, we want animation on here.
Enter. List 1, list view. Graphic 427, Merlin shows up animate.
I'm going to use Merlin for this demonstration. I have two characters installed currently on this computer, Merlin and Genie. And I can always get more from the Talking Greeting website. And the characters are available for free, by the way. So you can download all of them if you want, or you can download only maybe two or three.
Tap. Help button. Tap. Add an action to the greeting button. Space. New action dialog. Use animation when...
Okay, we're back on the animation...
Shift tap.
Ability.
Action show radio button checked.
1 of 5.
Okay, I'm going to go down...
Blank.
1.
Shift tap.
And...
Action
down again.
Animation to perform. Combo box. Wave.
Okay, let's have him perform the wave animation.
Tap. Action space. List 1, list view.
What he's going to do is he's going to wave at us.
Tap. Help button. Tap. Add an action to the greeting button. Space. New action dialog.
Okay, and we're back in the dialog box.
Shift tab.
Shift tab.
Action play the following. Blank. Action, what should the character say?
I pressed up, and now we're back on what should the character say. Well, for this demonstration, I'm going to create a greeting card for Jonathan. Because at the time of this recording, Jonathan is under the weather a little bit, and I think the rest of his family might like to see what all you can do with this greeting card program. I'm going to type some text in here.
H-I space J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N period.
Hi, Jonathan.
Space. H-O-W space A-I-E space Y-O-U space A-E-E-L-I-S-G question.
How are you feeling?
Space.
I hope you get better soon, period.
Space.
Say.
Space. A-I. Space. T-O. Space. H-E-I-D-I. Comma. Space. A-F-D. Space.
Say hi to Heidi and the...
K-E-E-F-T.
And to the...
Space. I-F-T. Space. O. Space. W. Space. A-A-I-L-Y. Space. O. Space. E. Period. Space. T-A-L-K. O. Space. W. Space. H-E-R. Period.
Okay, so there we go. I typed in some text, and if I want to preview what I just did, I can Shift-Tab about two times.
Shift-Tab, Shift-Tab. Action Graphics 676 Combo Box. Merlin.
This is a combo box that allows us to use one of the characters with this greeting. And right now I have it set for Merlin.
Shift-Tab. Action Preview Button.
And there's a preview button, so I press space.
Space.
Hi, Jonathan. How are you feeling? I hope you get better soon. Say hi to Heidi and to the rest of your family for me. Talk to you later.
Well, there you go. It read the text nicely, and I think it's going to be alright anyway.
Shift-Tab. Action Help Button. Shift-Tab. Action Cancel Button. Shift-Tab.
Just shift-tabbing. I could press Enter, but I'm going to press space on the OK button.
Space. List 1, list U.
Okay, now I'm going to add another animation to this.
Tab. Help Button. Tab. Add an action to the greeting button. Space. New action. Shift-Tab. Action which animate.
Right now we're on what animation to perform. I'm going to press G.
G. Gesture down.
Gesture down.
Gesture left.
Left.
Gesture right.
Right.
Gesture up.
And up.
Get attention.
Let's try get attention.
Shift-Tab. Shift-Tab. Action graphics.
Okay, I'm going shift-tabbing back so I can get to the preview button. I press space.
Space.
Get attention.
That knocking noise was the sound of Merlin hitting the inside of the computer screen. At least that's what it's supposed to be anyway.
Tap. 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 Action which animation to perform.
Okay, and we're back on the what animation to perform combo box. This is okay with me. I'm going to press enter.
Enter. List 1, list U. Graphic 793 Merlin performs the get attention animation.
Like I said, it's like a script that we're writing for the card. But I don't want it here, because if I move up...
Merlin says, hi, Jonathan. How are you?
I want to move this down.
Tab. Help button. Tab. Add an action. Tab. Edit button.
Okay, there's an edit button. That comes up now since we have an action in here.
Tab. Play from button. Tab.
Play from.
Remove button. Tab.
Move.
Move selected action down button.
Okay, this is what I want.
Space. List 1, list view. Graphic 102 Merlin says, hi, Jonathan.
Okay, I'm going to just move up.
Merlin performs the get attention animation. Merlin performs the wave animation.
So that's how you can move your actions to a different part of the greeting. You can move it down one, or you can move it up one. I'm going to go back to the bottom.
Tab. Help button.
And let's add two more things in here.
Tab. Add an action to the greeting button.
I'm going
to
go into the add an action.
Space.
Dialogue
new
again.
Action dialogue. Which animation to perform?
Now, since we're on what animation to perform, I'm going to choose...
D. Decline. Do magic 1.
Do magic 1. Let's see what this does.
Shift, 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 tab. Action preview.
There's the preview button. I press space.
Space.
The magic 1.
Okay, this one does not have a sound effect associated with it. And as far as I know, there's no way you can customize these. I think these are just built into the character.
Tap, tap, tap. Do magic 2. Shift, 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 tap.
And let's try do magic 2.
Space.
The magic 2.
And that's what I want. And then on the screen it would show him performing a magic trick. And then of course you hear the symbol. I'm going to press enter on this.
Enter.
The magic 2.
Oop, I thought that was the okay button there. Okay, let's try it here.
Enter. List 1.
There we go. I had to tap once and then press enter. But that's okay.
Tap, tap. Add an action to the...
Now we'll make the character disappear from the screen.
Space.
Just like in the help dialogue box.
Shift tap. Action play the follow...
Okay, now I'm going to press down once.
Action where should the character move to?
It says where should the character move to. We're not concerned with that at the moment.
Shift tap.
You can have him move to different places on the screen if you want.
Action use animation when hiding character. Combo box. Animate.
And that's what we want. I'm going to press enter.
Enter. List 1, list view.
Okay, we've just added some actions, as this program refers to them, to the greeting. Now we can play the greeting, and there's two ways we can do it. We can either tab to the play greeting button, or we can use the menu system, and I'm going to use the menu.
Menu bar.
Just for a little variety
file.
Here. So now we're on file.
Edit.
Edit.
View.
View.
Tools.
Tools. I think this is what we want. Press enter.
Menu active. Play greeting.
And this is play greeting. I'm going to keep going.
Send now dot dot dot.
So there's another way you can go to the send now portion of this program is just by pressing the send now button, or you can use this menu system.
Options dot dot dot.
And options. I'll show you that in a minute.
Play greeting.
Let's hear this greeting from start to finish.
Enter.
So press enter on this.
Leaving menus.
Character pops up. Knocks on the
Hi,
screen.
Hi, Jonathan. How are you feeling? I hope you get better soon. Say hi to Heidi and to the rest of your family for me. Talk to you later.
There you go. I like that sound. Okay, now, how do we get out of this dialog box? Well, first of all, let me route my JAWS cursor to the PC cursor.
Root JAWS.PC. Page up. Kelly Sapreja. Created by.
Okay, it says at the top.
Created by.
Created by.
Kelly Sapreja.
Kelly Sapreja.
The end.
The end.
Powered by TalkingGreeting.com. Replay button. Close button.
Okay, so it says powered by TalkingGreeting.com. And then we have a replay button or a close button.
Page down. End. Replay button. Close button.
Okay, we're on the close button. I'll just do a left mouse click.
Left mouse button. Greeting, touching, greeting, make a
PC cursor.
I think you can press the escape key to get out of that as well, but I'm not quite sure. Before we continue, I'm going to save this greeting to a file on my disk here, just so that I can load it at a later time if there's anything I need to correct. So I'm going to press Alt.
Menu bar. File.
And F for file.
F. Menu active. New.
If I press Alt-F at the same time, you know, simultaneously, then it's going to select the play from position option. I don't know why, but the same with Alt-H. If you, instead of going to the help menu, it loads up the help dialog box.
Open dot dot dot.
I just press down arrow, and the hotkey for this is Control-O.
Save. Control plus S.
Save, that's what I want.
Enter.
Press Enter.
Leaving menus. Save as dialog. File name edit. Greeting.tag.
Talking greeting files are saved with the extension .tag. Talking animated greeting, I think it means. I'm going to type
T:\JONATAN.TAG.
Jonathan.tag. Press Enter.
Enter. Send now. Send the talking greeting button. Title equals Jonathan.tag.
And now the greeting is saved. Now I'm going to send this greeting to Jonathan, and to do that I'm on the
Send now, send the talking greeting.
Send the talking greeting button. So I'm going to press space on it.
Space. Send talking greeting dialog. You can use the apostrophe address book button for quick access. Send you can use the apostrophe address book
it's
button
just
for
repeating
quick
this.
Access. Edit.
Okay, it says that we can use the address book. There is one included, but I don't use it. We're currently in an edit box where we can enter Jonathan's email address in this case, so I'm going to do that now.
J-O-N-A-T-A-N.
There you go, I just entered Jonathan's email address.
Tab. Send address book, open default address book.
Okay, there's a button to open the address book. I haven't tried the address book, so I don't know how accessible it is.
Tab. Send, send button.
There's a send button.
Tab.
But we
send
also have the
Tab.
Cancel button.
Send auto display address book, checkbox not checked.
The auto display address book, I don't have that checked. I'm going to shift tab back.
Shift, shift, tab. Send, send button.
Okay.
Space.
Press space.
Send now, send the talking greeting button. Microsoft Internet Explorer.
It's loading Internet Explorer. Going to bring us to a website here.
Web. Page has 14 links. Greet.
Okay, now we're at the talkinggreeting.com website. This is where we have to confirm that we want to send this to Jonathan.
Send talking greeting. Blank top frame. Contents frame and blank.
I just pressed insert enter.
Main frame.
Main
send
frame.
Send talking greeting.
Send talking greeting.
Blank. Send talking greeting. Please confirm the following details and press the apostrophe send greeting button. Blank 2. Blank email 1 email address per line. Blank edit. Jonathan@mosin.org.
Okay, there's Jonathan's address.
Blank checkbox. Not checked. Send a copy of the talking greeting to myself.
Now I like to check.
Check
this.
Enter. PC cursor. Send a copy of the talking greeting. Blank. Name optional. Blank. Edit.
This is an edit box where I believe you can enter your name.
Blank. Subject.
Subject.
Blank. Edit. Talking greeting from Kelly Sapreja.
Talking greeting from Kelly Sapreja. See, it puts my name in the subject line.
Blank. Not in order to view this greeting, the recipient needs to have Windows 95/98/NT/2000.
Windows Millennium will also work with this as well. That's what I'm using for this demo.
Blank. Send greeting button.
And there's the send greeting button. I'm going to press enter.
Enter.
And the, and the greeting is sent.
Main frame. Page has 24 links. Main. Blank. Your talking greeting was successfully sent.
There you go.
Alt F4. Send now, send the talking.
I just pressed Alt F4 to get out of Internet Explorer. I'm going to show you the options menu that was in the tools menu.
Alt T. Menu act. Options dot dot dot.
Actually, I should say dialog box.
Enter. Leaving menus. Options dialog. Will be used to sign. Options OK button.
There's the OK button.
Tab. Options cancel. Tab. Options your name edit. Kelly Sapreja.
So there's my name.
Tab. Options your email address edit. K. Sapreja@request.com.
And there's my email address.
Tab. Options OK button.
And that's it. So that's how you can change your email address, if you want to do that. Finally, here's how you receive a greeting. When someone sends you a greeting, you'll get an email with a link to a page on the TalkingGreeting.com site. And when you go there, you'll be able to download a small executable file, and I mean small. I think it's only about 45K. When you run that program after you download it, you'll be able to see and hear the greeting that the person created for you. Now, if you don't have the Microsoft Agent components on your computer, the program will automatically download and install those components for you. This is also the same when it comes to characters. If you don't have, let's say, the Genie character, then you'll be asked if you want to download that character. You would answer yes, and the program will download the character and install it for you. That's a very nice feature as well. If you would like to download the Talking Greeting Maker or any of the character files for Microsoft Agent, you can go to www.talkinggreeting.com. That's www.talkinggreeting.com. If you have any comments or suggestions about this demo, you can contact me by writing to kelly@acbradio.org. That's kelly@acbradio.org. For Main Menu, I'm Kelly Superja.